Eat Your Kimchi, an SBS Pop Asia podcast.
I think the other thing that I found a little bit frustrating about being in Kyoto with the temples and everything was, it's not that I don't like tourists. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people who's like, tourists.
Right.
It's
I don't want to sound like a hipster for that.
No. I want to explain what it is we're saying about it. I think it's that a lot of people that go there don't go there to actually look at it. They go there to get a bucket list photo.
Right.
We've mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. And what's frustrating is when you're trying to look at this gate in Kyoto and you go, wow, look at this gate. It's amazing. But the people around you are rushing off a tour bus and they're all taking a million selfies.
Right.
And nobody even turns around to look at it in real life. It's literally like crowds of people going, got it, and then they go to the next.
Exactly.
When you go to the bamboo forest, there's only so many, I mean, the bamboo forest looks exactly the same. It's angles and angles and angles of bamboo. So when you first arrive, you go, wow. You take a bunch of photos. Then put your camera away. Walk. Look around and go listen to the bamboo going, you know, like, so that's what I'm disappointed about. If tourism was people going there and then saying, holy cow, and not being like, can you take 40 photos of me so I look really good? That happened to us in Italy.
Yeah.
When we were in Italy, we went to a really beautiful place and everybody in the group was like super amazed at how gorgeous the view was.
Yeah.
But there was another couple with us that just was trying to get the best photo of themselves there.
Right.
And then they just walked away and I'm like, dude, you didn't even look at the view.
And it also seems like when you go to like really crowded areas that are like touristy, everyone has the same picture and it's just with their camera above their head because that's all you could get. You can't get a waist level shot. You can't get a ground level shot because if you try to, then you're just like get up someone's pants and that's not a good thing. But I felt here in like the temple in Notsu, I was able to move around. I took some of like my favorite pictures that I've ever taken in my life. I really was able to like frame things differently and look at things differently. Not that it was completely banned. There were still some people there, but I don't think enough people know just how stunning this was.
Grab the Eat Your Kimchi podcast from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS Pop Asia.